Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I just want to take this time to be grateful for you, thankful that you are taking the time to study the Word of the Living God. It's God's Word that helps us in our life, sustains our life, gives us advice for our life, wisdom for our lives. And not only that, it communicates the love of God that is shed through His Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. We always love to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, again, we are so blessed to be able to study your word. Lord, we are just privileged to take the time that you've given us on earth to set it aside, to just listen to what you have to say to us. And today, Lord, we want to be attuned to whatever your Holy Spirit would teach us and where he would guide us into that truth. And Lord, that we would also be empowered by your Holy Spirit to live according to the truth we learn. We bless you today as we begin our study. We invite you to be among us as you said you would. And we're just grateful for you, Father. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Loving His Own to the End. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 1. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." And in chapter 13 and verse 1 of his book, John shared how Jesus loved his own unto the end, where we read, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." The verse reads, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto the Father." John began with the words, "Now before the feast," which means, moreover, in advance and prior to the festival of the Passover, or pertaining to the Paschal sacrifice, which was accustomed to be offered for the people's deliverance of old from Egypt. When Jesus, which means at the time and moment, the Son of God, the Savior of mankind and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, knew that his hour was come, or perceived, understood, and discerned that his, Jesus' time and season arose and appeared, that he should depart, which means that he, Jesus, was to leave, pass over from one place to another, and go forth out of this world, or separate and away from the earth, unto the Father, which means to the Heavenly Father God. John shared how Jesus understood that his specific time had arisen for him to leave the earth and return to his Father God. The verse continues, "Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." John added the words, "having loved his own," which means being fond of, loving dearly, and well pleased with Jesus's ones who belonged to him, which were in the world or who were alongside and by him within the earth. He loved them, which means he, Jesus, was fond of, loved dearly, and was well pleased with the ones who belonged to him unto the end, or to the succession, close, purpose, aim, and finish. John shared how Jesus was fond of and pleased with people to the completion and finished who belonged to him. When we think through Jesus' words, or John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus knew the timing for his sacrifice had come. And he loved people who believed and trusted in him to the end of all he came to perform. Jesus appeared in the world not only to demonstrate his love toward people, but also to be the appeasing sacrifice for their sins, so they may be forgiven and enjoy a personal relationship with God. Jesus is the Savior and Lord of the world, and those who examine his purpose and resolve to save people should yield their lives to him and inherit everlasting life. Next time we see John share how the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.